Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These 10 days are very closely associated with Prophet Musa, a servant of Allah who was chosen by Allah for prophethood and for talking to Allah. What characteristics do you think Musa had that brought his station so high? Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam tells us that once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, Awha Allah azza wa jal ila Musa, the following question, Ya an ya Musa, O Musa, أَتَدْرِ لِمَا اصْطَفَيْتُكَ بِكَلَامِ دُونَ خَلْقِ O Musa, do you know why I chose you over others to speak to me? قَالَ يَا رَبِّ وَلِمَاذَاكَ Musa replied, O my Lord, why is that? فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى إِلَيْهِ So Allah revealed to Musa, أَنْ يَا مُوسَى O Musa, أَنْ إِنِّي قَلَّبْتُ عِبَادِي ظَهْرًا لِبَطْنِ I thoroughly searched within my servants. فَلَمْ أَجِدْ فِيهِمْ أَحَدًا أَظَلَّنِي نَفْسًا مِنْكَ But I did not find anyone more humble than you. That trait that stood out in Musa was his humility. Dhalil is to count oneself as not important, as unworthy. It's the opposite of aziz, which is when someone counts themselves as having a lot of importance, a lot of dignity, possessing what they need, and much more. The Quran tells us, فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا Verily, all honor belongs to Allah, all of it. Yes, Allah grants this importance and dignity to His Prophet as well as to the believers. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ However, the believers don't see it from themselves. This is the key. In Dua Makarim al-Akhlaq, we ask Allah, وَلَا تُحْدِثْ لِي عِزًا ظَاهِرًا إِلَّا أَحْدَثْتَ لِي ذِلَّةً بَاطِنَةً عِنْدَ نَفْسِي بِقَدَرِهَا O Allah, don't grant me عِزَّة and greatness in the eyes of Allah, except that you grant me ذِلَّة inside me towards myself. In other words, every amazing things I have about me, however great it is inside me, I count all of that as a blessing from Allah. And thus I'm nothing, unimportant, and just a simple, needy creation of Allah. Musa looked at himself like this, and this is why he was granted this station. Do you know how he expressed this view of himself? The hadith carries on. Ya Musa, innaka idha sallayta wada'ta khaddaka ala turab. O Musa, when you pray, you put your face and your cheek on the sand. One of the greatest expressions of humility is to put one's face on the earth, telling only Allah that I am not worth anything. Really, did I do anything to deserve such amazing mercy from Allah? No, He granted me whilst I am not deserving. This humility is something very special that we learn from Musa alayhi salam.